Episode number 583. How late is late?
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
So this week, I am in Bangkok. I'm in Thailand for the International Convention of BNI, and we're expecting over 3,000 people at this convention, both directors and members. That'll make it by far the largest international convention in the history of the organization.
Wow, that sounds great.
And I am joined today from a director who really travels a lot. Her BNI region is in Indiana, near Indianapolis. She just spent the last few weeks in Australia, where she helps with a number of regions. And she is with me at the convention in Bangkok, Hazel Walker. Hazel, welcome to the BNI podcast. And I want to give a little bio, but let me just say welcome first.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
So, well, we're happy to have you. And you've been on before. For those of you who don't know Hazel, Hazel's been involved with BNI for 27 years. She started BNI when she was 19, I think. Right, Hazel?
About that.
About that. So she was a member for 7 years. She's been a BNI director for 20 years. She is the only director that I know of in the world who has received an award for being in the top of our regional traffic lights for more than 1 year. She is the co-author with myself and Frank Schraffley of a little book called Business Networking and Sex, Not What You Think, but the difference between men and women and how they network. And I got to say, and I don't say this about every guest I have on the podcast, Hazel. Hazel is a good friend of my wife and I. And Hazel, it's great to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you, Ivan. It's good to be your friend and say hello to Beth.
I will.
I'm excited to do this with you. Really, I've got a lot of passion about this one.
Yeah, so the topic is how late is late. So let me start off with I'll set you up with an easy question. Have you ever arrived to a BNI meeting and found that you were the only one there?
Many times. As a matter of fact, I've arrived to meetings and thought they've moved and didn't tell me. I've arrived to meetings with that's happened, where they've moved and didn't tell me. And then I've arrived to the meeting where the only other person there was the visitor.
Oh,
and I was entertaining the visitor.
I hate that, especially if the visitor was there first.
I know. It's
before you walk in.
It's disconcerting.
Oh. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah,
that's
they're standing
to me
outside.
Too. Yeah.
Yep. They're
that's
standing
happened to
all
me too.
Alone in the cold.
Oh, God, that's horrible. So the topic is how late is late. So different chapters around the world meet at different times, some at 7 a.m., some meet at lunch or 11:30, some meet in the evening. So whatever the start time is, officially, let's say for argument's sake, it's the time where I started all the chapters, 7 a.m. What's late, Hazel?
I say late is 7:01.
I completely agree.
Because the meeting starts at 7, right? Okay. I am so glad we agreed.
Yeah, for me, you're absolutely right. Now, if you're on the leadership team, you got to be there before 7. Would you not agree?
At 6:45 at the latest.
Yeah, because you got to set up. You want to talk. You want to maybe share ideas on, you know, what visitors are we expecting. Visitor host has got to be prepared. The table's got to be set up. Totally agree, 6:45. So I think you've got some strong... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I just think the other thing you have to be prepared for is visitors either come late because they're worried about getting lost, or they come, they get lost, or they come late because they're worried. And so when I get there and there's a visitor standing there, they're there early. So they're expecting someone to greet them
And when that doesn't happen, it's not the impact that you're hoping for. So how do you think being late and impacts credibility with the fellow members? And again, chapters meet at a different time, but we're talking about the start, the official start time for open networking, whatever time that is. People start showing up late. How does that affect their credibility?
For me and for others, people build trust based on your actions, not on what you say, but based on what you do. And if I'm going to refer you, I need to know that you're going to do all the things you can possibly do to make me look good when I give you the referral. And if I give you a referral and you're going to show up late, that doesn't make me look good. So the likelihood of my giving you referrals dwindles every time I see you come late, especially if you do that consistently. So it's going to impact your referrals over time because it's impacting trust and credibility.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Please use that.
Now, for those people who think, well, the meeting, okay, the open networking starts at 7, but the formal meeting doesn't start till 7:15, so I don't need to be there till 7:15. What do you think about that?
Then you're really late. And you've missed the whole part of it, way interacting with your members. But this is also the time when you're supposed to be talking to your visitors, having conversations, engaging them so that they feel like they belong to the group. And when you come late, you're also setting that tone for all the rest of the members.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on both points. And I think the other thing is, if it's all about building relationships, it's the open networking portion of the meeting that really enables you to continue to have those touch points to build relationships with existing members and to meet those visitors who are coming in. And so it's an incredible opportunity lost if you're showing up 15 minutes after the open networking is done. What else?
And
do you have some stories or something? Go ahead.
Well, you do. We have this thing called the B&I buzz. I tell the chapters, the one thing that you absolutely have to have early in the morning is a really good buzz going on in a room. There's been times I've walked into buildings and I'm lost. I'm looking for the chapter because they haven't put signage out. And what I do is I walk through the building and I listen for the buzz. Where are they? Do I hear the buzz going on? Otherwise, I'm lost. And visitors do that too. And that buzz is the energy. And when I survey people and I ask members, why did you choose to be a member of the chapter that you're there, that you're in? They will say it was about the energy first thing in the morning. Early morning need positive people and there needs to be a buzz going on. And you kill that when you're coming in late.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let me tell you a funny story. This isn't the one that we had talked about before, but I was in Malaysia and there was a person that was there. It was a kickoff. People started arriving like 15, 20 minutes before the meeting, before the open networking. And I actually saw somebody, and this was in an early morning meeting, so we're talking about 6:40 or so in the morning. I saw a prospective member calling and waking somebody up saying, "This is amazing. You have got to get dressed right now and get here. You've got 35 minutes to get before they sit down. You got to come right now." That kind of buzz is unbelievable if you see it happen. And that's a little bit, I think, of what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes the absolute difference about how a visitor feels in the room. And frankly, if I've gotten up and I'm at a meeting that early, having that buzz going and that energy in the room helps me get ready for the formal part of the meeting. It's the time where the energy level is at its highest.
Yeah. So,
and I have had an
recommend?
Experience. I recommend getting there on time, but you know, I had a guy, I wanted to test this, Ivan. So there was this particular guy who came into the meeting late all the time at a chapter I visited. So I gave him a referral and I referred myself. Because I wanted to see, is this just something he does in the morning or does he do it all the time? He was 30 minutes late coming to our appointment.
Oh.
So it said to me, people who consistently come late, what you do some of the time is what you do all of the time. And that has always proven correct to me. So my recommendation is that people just set their clock. Get up a little extra early. They'll say, it's traffic. Oh, it's a long drive. And chapters will say, we changed our time so we could accommodate everybody. Well, the same people that came late, they'll come late.
We almost need to do another podcast. I have so many stories I could talk about with this. So I was actually part of a chapter that said, look, 7 o'clock is too early. We're going to move it to 7:15 for open networking and we'll start the meeting at 7:30. I said, okay, there were only like 20 chapters at the time total. So I said, yeah, okay, go ahead and give that a try. So I'm sure you see where this is going. They started the open networking at 7:15. People were showing up at 7:35, showing up late still. Like, maybe this is still early. So they moved it from 7:15 to 7:30 for open networking. So, and then people start showing up at 7:45, 7:50, and to the chapter's credit, they moved it two or three times to the chapter's credit. They're like, okay, our problem is not the meeting time. The problem is the members. They moved it all the way back to 7. And those who showed up late, they opened their classification. I was really proud of that.
As you would be. It takes a lot of courage to do that, but they do try to accommodate as much as they can, and then they find out those people are still consistently late. I've seen that happen time and time again.
And so getting there is important. I'm sorry. Go ahead. We're almost out of time, and I've got a quick story. I don't know if you've got anything else. I'll tell you, the chapter's got to take action. And I'll tell you what I did with a membership committee of a chapter early on, first year or two of BNI. One person, he was well-respected in the chapter, and he was always late. And I mean late as in after the meeting started late. Not even the open networking, he missed that. But he was well-respected, and he was a good businessman. And I sat down with him, with one other person, and I said, I don't know if you know how respected you are by the members. And it was all true. When you're going to do something like this, you got to give them the truth. You are highly respected in the chapter, and you're very successful and people look up to you. And he was very like, wow, thanks. I said, so when you show up late, they think it's okay if they show up late. And have you noticed more and more people are coming in late? He said, yeah. I said, honestly, I think that is beginning with you because you are so well respected that if they look at you and they think it's okay for you, it's okay for them. And I would really appreciate it if you could get here at 7:00. He's like, oh, okay, I get it. You're right. I've been a little lax. You started coming in 7. Boom, it changed. Everybody else was like, okay, you know, he's getting here on time. I need to get here on time. And so sometimes it's a key person that you talk to. Other times it's a number of people, but you have to expect the best from people to get it.
Exactly. And I've had exactly the same conversation with a founding member one time. And she finally said to me, well, I was just waiting to see if the membership committee were going to do anything about it.
Oh, that's amazing. Hazel, any closing thought before we wrap up?
You know, late is really important. And I get that things happen. Just get to your meeting and think about all of those connections that you're going to be. Show up on time. It's your credibility. It's your trust. And you're responsible for those things, not other people.
That's right. And if I don't trust you to show up on time to a meeting, I may not trust you to show up to my client on time, and that affects my reputation.
Correct. Yep. Be on time.
Hazel, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. We really appreciate it. Over to you, Priscilla.
Okay, thank you both so much. I really appreciated that. I think that's it for this week. For more of Ivan's content, go to ivanmeisner.com. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.